We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Like a Red Bull Friday. Feel it, Cody? Feel the vibe? It's also, hey, we got to celebrate these. We only got three of them left. It's Football Friday on B. Mitch and Finley, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. It's a finite resource, Landfill. It is the sands of time slipping through our hands in the hourglass.
Is it?
Yeah. We got 7 football games left this year. 8? You want to count the Pro Bowl? What the hell? I'll give you 8. Is the Pro Bowl virtual this year?
We got way more football games than that left this year.
Oh, gosh, what a dork. This season.
Hey, you gotta
somebody called the grammar police. B. Mitch is the sheriff.
I don't think they had nothing to do with grammar, though.
Word semantics police? What type of police would you like to be?
You just said the rest of the year. You gotta specify, man.
The rest of the season, Brian.
Okay, there we go.
You got to include the Senior Bowl. That's a good game to watch.
That's a fun one. Okay.
Then the interest, Ryan.
9? And there's like an HBCU showcase, I believe.
Yeah.
10?
Polynesian, where they just played last weekend.
Are we counting the Pro Bowl?
Did
we
ever? Hell no.
No Pro Bowl. Okay.
I'm watching it, so yes.
You're going to watch the Pro Bowl.
Dude,
you'll be asleep by the first quarter.
I always have the Pro Bowl on watching it, man.
How awake are you during it?
The Pro Bowl is fun to me.
You know what we should
do? I know it's not real football.
Everybody likes to have a Super Bowl party, right? What do we do when the world zigs? We zag. Let's have a Pro Bowl party. Cody, you coming?
Where's it at?
Only one place for my Pro Bowl party, the official B. Mitch and Finley Pro Bowl party. We're going to MGM National Harbor.
I'll be there.
B's going to have a big old party for it. Who's coming? You coming, B? I mean, your name's on the marquee.
I show up.
It's the B. Mitch and Finley Pro Bowl party.
You got to have the Pro Bowl party at someplace crappy because the Pro Bowl is crappy.
Lefty, I don't go to crappy places.
But you're watching the Pro Bowl, which is terrible.
That's why you go to good places where you can, if you get bored, you can keep doing what you're doing. And you don't have a problem with it.
I tell you what, the Pro Bowl could be boring as hell. If we're all at MGM, we'll be enjoying ourselves. We'll go play blackjack. You know what's not boring or crappy? Blackjack. And Landfill, if you want, we'll play strip blackjack.
You and Landfill can do that by yourself. Cody and I, we're not partaking.
Man, you guys are such prudes.
Yeah, you damn straight.
I think we should.
If I'm gonna be a prude in that situation, I will be the biggest prude ever.
Who's coming to the Pro Bowl party? Cody's in. Brian's in. Call in. You want to come to? Everybody has a Super Bowl party.
Let me go back to this prude stuff you're throwing out. So I went to Negril 1 year,
Jamaica,
and they say the prude side and the nude side.
Was this at what's it called?
Hedonism.
Hedonism. Oh boy, I've heard of this place.
You go to the nude side. Everybody that was nude shouldn't have been. You go to the prude side. You had a lot of people that were nude, and you had a lot of people that had on their little thongs and everything else. They were much better than the nude side. The nude side, no. Go to the other side. Because everybody's just free at the nude side. And you go like, I see why people kept coming on this side. They all left. Everything that was worthwhile came to the prude side. So the prude side became the best destination ever.
I have never been to, I've been to the Grill. I've never been to Hedonism.
I've been.
So we went on college spring break to the Grill, and it was awesome. And then I'm trying to tell what part of the story I can tell here. one of the contests, there was like a dance contest or something at one of these bars we were at, and you won a day pass to Hedonism. And the day pass costs like $150, just money we didn't have, right? But like four dudes got them that we were friends with. And we were so jealous of them getting to go to Hedonism while the rest of us just chilled on the regular beach that what we could afford was renting jet skis. And we just tried to like ride jet skis around so we could see what was going on in there. The stories from Hedonism, Brian, sound absolutely bananas.
A lot of them are true. A lot of them aren't. A lot of people just make stuff up.
I can only imagine. Maybe we have the Pro Bowl party at Hedonism. I'm at. Fire up the PJ.
I think if I'm in the grill, I don't care to be looking at a...
I thought you're all in on the Pro Bowl. You started this Pro Bowl
but
party.
But if I'm in the grill, I mean, now you're trying to take me to... Why take me to a place where I can be playing golf and everything else instead of just sitting looking?
Bees has already texted in that the Pro Bowl party is on. And he wants to be sure Cody is there.
Once you said it was MGM, I'm there.
If B. Mitch and I were handling the food and the booze, where would you not go?
Maryland Live.
Ooh, weren't you just there? Did you take down a big pot there?
Yeah, I did. I don't go to the competition. MGM is where my heart is.
Where? How many casinos are you going to this weekend?
I've already been to two this week.
Where have you been this week?
Well, I went to two in the last two days.
Last 2 days.
MGM was 2 days ago. Charlestown was last night.
You're on a heater, correct?
Where tonight?
I am. Honestly, probably Maryland Live.
You just said you don't like Maryland Live.
I know, but I mean, Maryland Live does different things. Every casino does something different.
How much are you up this week?
I'd rather not say.
Ooh.
Just give us a hand signal.
$1?
If he gives us a hand signal, $1. If he gives us a hand signal, he doesn't want it to go over the air, Mr. Finley.
Landfill's saying six. $6.
No, $1,000.
Whoa! Jackpot. Well done, dude.
Old mode.
Poker.
And slots. And sports betting.
So I've had a good week sports betting, although Georgetown let me down. Or I guess Providence let me down last night. Valdez giving out sillies. Oh, I got to get that in. We're jumping on some golfer to win the tournament.
I don't think he's going to win.
Although our guy Pete put in a parlay that did not hit. I'm going to have to take that up with him at some point. It's been a good week for you, Cody. I'm glad. Any luck with the ladies?
Always. More than the Stallion.
We're not talking to the Stallion.
Pro Bowl party, man. It's happening. Speak it into existence. Sean is in Woodbridge. Sean, what's up, dude?
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Not much, man.
Hey, look, I wanna go into real quick, man, about the the reason why, putting the stadium out in Virginia is gonna hurt a lot of the fans that's over the bridge. This goes back to the 1950s. You've seen Revenge of the Titans? Yeah, that's real. So the thing is we're talking decades of things that socially in this area, African-Americans don't go across that bridge. Plain and simple. That if you could call it whatever you want to call it, but the thing is it's been my dad, me, and now that I'm a Prince William County resident, things have changed. All over the world, all over the country. But back then, you still got dudes that are 65 years old, 60 years old. They still don't do it. So it's a situation where it's a stigma. So the thing is, but to go to that team, especially one that's been losing for 25 years, people not going to make that effort. Not going to make that effort. They'll sit back and watch it on Channel 5 every Sunday. They're not going across that bridge for that team. Now, if that team was competing for Super Bowls, yeah, they'd walk.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they win, they'll get anybody. They get young and they'll get old. But I'll just say this. When the pandemic started, and I know D.C. had shut down, I saw a lot of people crossing the bridge. Gilbert's, in Tyson's right there by
Eddie V's, you were saying.
Earl's. They were loaded every weekend. Okay? They still come. So people do cross the bridge. And yes, it was a stigma. But eventually, the way you change is you got to get over some things. I'm from Louisiana. Can't tell me a lot of things that happened tragic that ain't happened down there. And a lot of stuff goes on. A lot of stuff's still going. But if I just keep not doing things because of what happened, I'll be sitting in my damn house the rest of my life. And I refuse to do that. Be part of the change.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Bad things have happened everywhere. You like to think time moves forward. I do want to talk a little bit more about the games this weekend. David Beauclair is joining us next to preview the Titans. I wanted to do what we usually do for Washington games for all four of these, B. Let's talk what I think is the heavyweight matchup this weekend. Bills-Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs offense is on the field. They have the three best players. Right? Mahomes, Hill, Kelsey. I'd say in that order. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah.
But I think the Bills back seven, like their linebackers and secondary, work so well together. I think it's going to be a real challenge. And it's not one of these things where it's star-driven, but it's just a lot of good players that understand their system really well. And they rush the passer pretty well. Tremaine Edmonds, I've loved since he was playing at Virginia Tech. Micah Hyde is a baller. The stud corner, obviously, kid from LSU.
Can't think of the name
right. Jordan Poyer's played really well for them.
I remember Poyer. Poyer was an extern.
That's at NBC, wasn't he?
Yeah. All right, he was.
At 980. Yeah. Milano's a good linebacker for them. I just think I don't know. I think that matchup is going to be fascinating because Mahomes has had some duds this year. That KC offense has had some duds this year. I'm not predicting that. Don't get me wrong. But I do think Buffalo's uniquely positioned with the strength in their secondary to kind of square up with the Bills.
I think and the Chiefs, right? I'll go against that. I think if they play zone, they got a chance. They play man-to-man, they will get ran off the field.
I meant square up, like take them on, but I hear what you're saying.
I just think that the thing about Kansas City that I think puts them in a better position, they do so many different things with so many different people running all over the damn place.
So many different looks.
You have to be completely on point against them. They stress the hell out of a defense. Now, you're right. They do have a strong secondary, strong linebacking core. But I don't think they've been stressed like they're going to be stressed in this one.
They played earlier this year. I'm almost positive Buffalo won, right? Now, earlier this year,
Kansas City was playing like garbage.
Right.
But we'll see.
I can't wait for that game.
Little Red or Big Red, I don't have a problem. Sean McDermott or Andy Reid. It's Little Red and Big Red.
Was McDermott on that staff a million years ago?
Exactly. And Leslie Frazier as well.
What was McDermott, like D-line coach or something?
No, McDermott was basically just that gopher dude that they
called. The defensive quality control guy?
Control guy. And then all of a sudden he became the defensive guy and then got the defense coordinator once Jim Johnson passed away and things of that nature a little later on.
The Bills beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead, but it was October 10th. It's now, they're going to play football on January 22nd. 38-20, Bills. Okay. How much does a game on October 10th matter on January 22nd?
How much does October 10th matter?
Like, how much does that game that they already played against one another, like, are they going back and watching that film from 3 months ago?
Because they're looking for tendencies, but I think ultimately they're going to look at the last few games when Kansas City started to click and play better. You want to see what you did well against that team. You want to have those thoughts in your head. But I think Sean McDermott is saying Andy is not going to do the same thing that he did before. And he has to be ready for the adjustments.
Totally.
As Andy has to be ready for. If Sean do the same things he did the last time, thinking it's going to happen again, that's not going to happen. He'll get worked.
And let's say this. You tell me, when's the last time the Bills were really tested? Last week they beat the brakes off the Pats. Prior to that, they beat the Jets, beat the Falcons, beat the Pats again, beat the Panthers before a loss to the Bucks. The Patriots were playing really good football for a stretch of the season, but they had a late bye week and came out of that bye week not the same team. Does that sound fair? Listen, they won a playoff game against New England Patriots. You can't take anything away from that, but it seemed like more of a mental block than...
I mean...
I'm just saying the Bills haven't been really pushed since that Tampa game, I'd say. Unless you want to... Listen, you go into New England and win... Let's not discredit that either.
No. I mean, they did their thing. I just think that this is a different beast that they're dealing with now at this time.
That seemed to get its footing back last week against
the
Steelers.
When they played early on this season, we were like, what is wrong with them? Now, they don't seem to have that same problem going on.
Who's the better quarterback in this game? Allen or Mahomes?
I think Patrick is.
I do too, but... If Allen goes out and goes crazy this week and they win, I think it could change that conversation a little bit.
I don't think it changed the conversation still. I think Allen is an athletic guy who has proven some stuff. But ultimately for me, Patrick Mahomes is still the best passer out there.
And the way better than Rodgers?
The best passer of these two.
Okay, sure.
And the way you're going to win this game is about passing. It ain't necessarily just the quarterback running all the time. But Patrick is uncandidly... He's surprisingly very athletic when he needs to be.
The difference is Patrick can run, no problem. Allen likes to run and will take on contact. They're different runners.
And if you keep taking on contact, you're going to be sitting on the sideline.
Right, right. I think when the Bills have the ball, Allen and Diggs are the best players, then probably Chris Jones or the Chiefs.
Yeah, Chris Jones is a bad man.
Chiefs have some horses on that defense when Honey Badger's playing well and Frank Clark's rushing the passer.
But the running game of the Buffalo Bills is what I think is going to be the key.
Got to get Singletary going.
If they're not running the ball effectively, they don't win the game. If they run it effectively, they win the game.
I agree with that. Because I think they've got to try to slow this game's pace down a little bit. Mm-hmm. And they can score, but nobody can. If you get in a track meet with Kansas City, that's getting in the ring with Mike Tyson. Like, it's just a bad recipe. A good recipe, however, will be coming up next when we talk to David Beauclair from Nashville previewing Titans-Bengals, which could be a really fun game to watch. Very contrasting styles and probably the best young quarterback in the NFL. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One more time. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Football Friday, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. First game of the weekend and one of the most intriguing matchups of all four games is the Tennessee Titans coming off their bye week, taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. To help us break that matchup down, let's go to the BetQL guest line. Presented by the BetQL Network, wagertainment for every fan. Morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game. Streaming now on Odyssey. Let's bring in from Sports Illustrated, Mr. David Beauclair. David, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. How are you boys today?
We're great, man. What is going on down in Nashville? How fired up are fans for this game and for their Titans?
Well, I mean, this is sort of the game everybody's been waiting for, right? Derrick Henry's coming back. He's going to be on the field. Everybody sort of there was the initial, oh crap, what happens now when Derrick Henry got hurt? Then the Titans won a couple of games, kind of got themselves back in contention for the number one seed. People started to feel a little better. They got the number one seed. People started to feel a lot better. And it's almost like, this is the one everybody's been waiting for now. And there's a ton of optimism because it feels like this team, I think most people think this team has overcome so much that, the worst is behind them. There's almost nothing this team can't confront now.
How important? I mean, they talk about having your big man back running the football. How important is it that he comes back and he's in top form and not a guy that's going to be rusty?
Well, I guess we'll see about that. I mean, the good news is Deontay Foreman has been a serviceable replacement for him over the last 9 games. He was a top 10 rusher in the league over the last 10 weeks of the season while Henry was on IR. He's a similar kind of body, big guy. The Titans really didn't do a lot differently on offense. They didn't have to change things. So I think it's not like they're going to be changing back and then find themselves in a situation where they go, oh no, this isn't working. We're going to have to do something dramatically different here in midstream. I think it's sort of a hope for the best kind of thing. And if he's the Derrick Henry everybody remembers and has seen for the last 2.5 seasons, then that's great. They'll keep giving him the ball. If not, I think they feel pretty comfortable about their ability to kind of stick with what they do with a little more Deontay Foreman than in that situation.
We are talking with David Beauclair. You can follow him on Twitter at Beauclair Sports. Does a great job covering the Tennessee Titans. I'm a firm believer that the bye week matters this time of year. How and where did Tennessee get healthier this week to get ready for what could be a stretch run in the playoffs?
Well, in addition to to Derrick Henry, I think Julio Jones he's battled a hamstring injury all season, going back even into the first day that he did full activities in training camp. He had one of his better games in week 18 against Houston, and then has had an extra couple of weeks to settle down on that. They are much healthier at inside linebacker than they've been at any point all season. I mean, the good news for the Titans is they've had good depth there, and they've rotated through guys and of course added Zach Cunningham along the way too at that spot. So they've sort of always had two healthy, and now they've got four really good ones to the point that they're two starters, Cunningham and a third year guy, David Long, have replaced the two guys who were starters at the beginning of the season in Rashawn Evans and Jayon Brown. Actually, they were starters all last season. So they are rock solid there. And the secondary has dealt with some things for much of the year too. And that's kind of where the big question mark is. Jack Rabbit Jenkins, missed a day of practice this week with an ankle, which had been an issue for him kind of since late November. He missed a couple games in December with that injury. So if he's not at full speed, that could be a problem, particularly given the Bengals' receiving core there.
Coach Vrabel has been absolutely outstanding in the way he runs the game plan and leads and guys from that sideline. Many people don't think that star players can be great coaches. How important has he been to this run?
He's been tremendous. He's a guy. He doesn't rely on his playing career as sort of the be all end all of his coaching credentials. He sees himself as a teacher more than a guy with experience, so to speak. And he's been really in the 4 years he's been here now. He's a guy too who is. In my experience, a lot of guys, when they become head coaches, they feel like, okay, I've arrived. This is, I knew what I was doing. I, me being here shows I know what I'm doing. I've done the right things. Vrabel's a guy who is constantly engaged in self-analysis and very critical of himself in terms of how he does things. And he has changed numerous things about his approach over time to where I think it's made a big difference. And he'll admit, you know, when he got the job, he thought we're going to have the best schemes and he said the schemes are great. You know, you have to have something, but if you've got the right players and you can get the players to trust you and trust in whatever scheme you have, you're going to be just fine. And that's kind of been his evolution as a coach, and I think it's made a big difference.
What a noble thought that players count.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish every coach thought that way.
Yeah. And I mean, think about for Vrabel's staff, they've lost a lot on the coaching staff, and they've lost a lot in the front office, right? Like, I mean, I know Arthur Smith got hired. I believe, didn't they lose somebody from their front office last offseason as well?
No, they've got two front office. Their VP of personnel and their director of player personnel are both interviewing for GM jobs right now, and it's not surprising given what this team has done. You know, had to go through 91 different players during the regular season, which is an NFL record, and they've pulled guys off the street from, you know, Deontay Foreman, who we've mentioned, Dontrell Hilliard, who is now their third down back. A guy, you know, Buster Skrine, the cornerback who has bounced around the league for years, and this is going to be his first playoff experience. I mean, they have found guys, so it makes sense. It makes sense that other teams are going to want to know a little bit of what the Titans are doing from a front office perspective. But Vrabel's in his fourth season. He's on his third offensive coordinator. Of course, he had Matt LaFleur in 2018, Arthur Smith in 2019 and 2020. Lost defensive coordinator Dean Pease after 2019. Is promoted from within every time, and he sort of sees himself as a developer, not just of players, but as of coaches too. He wants to give guys on his staff opportunity to do more when those opportunities arise.
Washington interviewed a guy from the Titans last year for a front office position. I'm blanking on
his
name.
That was Ryan Cowden, right. I believe, yep. was the one who interviewed with Washington, and he interviewed with the Giants here a week ago. And there's another guy, Monty Olsenford, is actually interviewed for all three open GM jobs right now. And he's one of those guys, has deep ties to the Patriots organization too. And he seems like somebody who is probably going to get one of these jobs, I would think.
Talking with David Beauclair from Sports Illustrated, covers the Tennessee Titans down in Nashville. Let's switch sides of the ball. I'm sure you've done a lot of scouting of the Bengals. Everybody knows Joe Burrow. Everybody knows Ja'Marr Chase. Those guys are stars. The Cincinnati offense is pretty explosive. I think they oddly got a little conservative in the second half against the Raiders last week. How do you slow those guys down?
Yeah, the big thing is the Titans' plan is going to be to do it without sending extra pass rushers. And they've been pretty successful this year at generating pressure with just four guys. They've blitzed fewer than almost every team in the league. So the idea is you keep two safeties back, you keep things in front of you, make Joe Burrow kind of settle for some of the shorter throws, get guys on the ground when they do catch the ball. Because the one thing you know about that Bengals offense, right, is they have big play capabilities. They easily led the league in plays of 50 yards or more, and compared to everybody else in the AFC playoff field, they had at least twice as many. So, you know, they're a team that can turn a 10-point deficit into a 3-point deficit in one snap. And I think the Titans' plan is going to be, you know, we're going to make you drive the field. Yes, Joe Burrow, you're terrific, and you're the number one overall pick in 2020, but you're still a playoff novice in a lot of ways, and we're going to make you make play after play after play and see if you can hold up under that, or if you're going to crack at some point.
Dave, you're absolutely right. They are a big play threat where if they don't get pressure with four and have to bring five, are those defensive backs capable of handling those guys, you know, Chase and Boyd and all those guys one-on-one?
They have their moments, you know, and I think the real matchup to watch will be in the slot with Boyd, who's a you know, who's a veteran who's produced in the league for years against Elijah Molden, who's a rookie who has had he's been a really good, he's been the best member of the Titans draft class this year, but he had a terrible game, for example, week two in Seattle, to where he was actually benched for a game after that. Settled down, played really well for a while, and then had a terrible game in the final game of the regular season at Houston against Danny Amendola, another veteran guy who kind of, you know, obviously knows how to operate in there. So I think that's where if Elijah Molden doesn't have help, then I think I think the Titans are going to have some problems. The real interesting matchup will be, I think, when Christian Fulton is matched up with Ja'Marr Chase, and you know, the Titans typically don't have a cornerback follow anybody. They have their cornerbacks on their side. So when Fulton and Chase line up, I mean, these are two guys went to high school together. They were at LSU wow. together, practiced together against each other a lot. So I think they'll have a lot of fun playing against one another, and that'll be really entertaining.
Hey, David, we really appreciate it, man. Good info. Sounds like you're expecting the Titans to win.
I am. I think, Mike Vrabel, under Mike Vrabel, this team is 8-0 coming off extra rest, whether it's a Thursday night into the next week or an actual open date in the schedule. And it's typically by a wide margin. It's enough of a sample size that you feel like and I think the emotional boost of getting Henry back will be worth something. As well, it should be cold here too, which kind of I think favors the Titans' approach to the game. So yeah, I think the Titans will win this game, but I don't know that it's always going to look pretty in getting there. We'll put it that way.
David, do you think the Titans will win by more than 3.5 points?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I've been going back and forth with that, and I think. I think they ultimately do, but I would take the under too. I would think the Titans can cover, but I don't think it's going to be a high scoring game.
David, thank you so much for the time, David. Man. Everybody, give him a follow at Beauclair Sports. Coming up next, get your phones ready, plug them in, charge them up, make sure your Bluetooth's hooked up, your windows aren't down, you're not on the back of a pickup truck. Drinking daiquiris or not, like whichever Louisiana. Way you prefer. Yeah. I'm okay if people are drinking daiquiris. It's almost time for Ask Me Mitch Anything. Phone lines are open now. Get in line, because at 1 o'clock we're opening them up. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch Finley. About a new football stadium for the Washington football team in the Commonwealth of Virginia, particularly down in Prince William County. That's the area he represents. Really, really interesting interview. You guys are going to hear that at 1:30. If you're interested in the stadium situation for the Washington football team, you're going to want to hear this. I promise you.
If you live in Prince William County, you want to hear this. You want to understand that also Senator McPike is trying to do it without saying that we're going to pay for this for the team. No, he feels that things are in place where they can move some stuff around instead of coming up with just a stadium tax, per se.
Yeah.
But then someone called us with the question, basically, you move it around still. It's some type of way you got to make sure constituents don't think they're paying for it.
Right. That's the key.
Because if they think they're paying for it, I think you're gonna lose that one.
You're gonna lose the ballot. You're gonna lose the next election, whoever puts it forward.
Yeah.
We got Ask B. Mitch in 10 minutes. We're gonna all give our official picks for the weekend at 1:45.
Are we?
Yes. Serious discussion, because I don't know where we stand. I feel like we haven't had it in like 2 weeks. Are we still doing the weekend parlay? Landfill, weigh in here.
I'd be happy to do it as long as we're like actually doing it fun and talking about it instead of just randomly reading things off for the last 30 seconds of the show.
Okay. So what is in right now?
I have Joe Burrow over 325 passing yards. I believe Ahmet has the Rams, And Cody has A.J. Dillon over 50 rushing yards.
That's got to have some positive odds on it, right?
Yeah, it's like 175, 174.
Okay. Do you have a lean, Brian?
I don't have a lean. Well, I'm going to give you one real soon here. I'll let you go first. What is the Rams? That's right.
The Rams are a football team.
I'm sitting here at 5:30 this morning.
That's a very punctual fella. Was it really 5:30 this morning?
No, I'm joking. I just like to mess with him sometimes. He's an easy guy to mess with.
He is an easy guy to mess with. Now, is it not fun, boys, if I just pick a winner? Like, if I just pick a team to win, is that cool, or do you want something more obscure?
As long as the hot sauce is gone, I'm cool with anything.
All right. Is the hot sauce gone? We haven't.
Who said that?
Yeah, I don't know that.
Well, we didn't do it last week, or for this week. Why did we not do it this week? We went 4 for 5.
We never put in a pick last week.
Tell Pete Haley that.
We never put in a pick. Oh, you're getting like JP now. We never put in a pick. Mitch never put in a pick. Saying.
I think it's a little square, but I want to just take the Titans. Can I just take the Titans and lay the points?
We don't care.
That's my pick.
Give me the player passing yards for my man, Patrick Mahomes.
You going over?
I don't know. I don't even know the numbers yet.
Mahomes is 281.5.
And what's the odds on that?
-114.
Ooh. If I drop that to 270, what's the odds on that?
Can you get alt spreads on player props?
You get all kind of spreads, homeboy.
Wow.
You got to start looking for deeper.
Why don't you raise it up to 300 and get +140? Get some more juice in there.
Ooh, I kind of like that. Kind of like that.
Bam.
Ooh, juice man. All right, then I got to do something cooler, too.
You can just pick 12.
12. Give me... Man, that's a big number.
Like right now, with that, just those four picks, $10 pays out $500.
It's not going to be $10. You know, I only got 20. I got 20.
Give me over 24.5 rush yards for Patrick Mahomes. It's a little more fun, right?
So what's the odds now?
It might not have changed that much because I didn't pick like an alternate one like you guys did.
Yeah, it'll make a
10 would win 900.
Ooh.
So what would 40 win? Because you know that you got 40 at least.
The bet will be $43. B-Mitch and Ahmet put up 20, and we all put up a dollar.
43 would be close to 4,000.
Okay, bet.
We're in business. And have we established yes or no on the hot sauce?
I'm going with tequila shot.
I'm cool with that.
Or 151.
I'm in on that. I like this change. Even though these two never drank the damn hot sauce.
Hey, ain't our fault.
Yeah, somehow B-Mitch got out of it this week.
I might try to lose on purpose.
I mean, you just did.
Can I say
last week you lost? Was that on purpose?
Second, which going to go 375?
What?
Can I say 375?
So you can lose on purpose and take a shot at tequila on air? I have legit North Carolina moonshine I could bring in.
Don't want that. Anything that runs a go-kart, I'm not drinking.
You might go blind.
I'm not drinking that. I don't drink moonshine now. I'm not going to do that there. Mm-mm, ain't happening.
Ask B-Mitch Anything starts next. Get your phone lines ready. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.